August 9th. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Psalms 139, verse 7. A little boy begged his mother for an ice cream bar one day, a short time before dinner. She told him no, but when her back was turned, he helped himself. His dirty handprint on the refrigerator door told mother that her son had disobeyed. "Johnny," she called, "you come here this instant." When there was no reply, she went looking for him and found him sitting on the stairs, his eyes closed tightly. But he didn't acknowledge he'd been discovered, even as she called from the bottom of the steps. He thought that as long as he kept his eyes shut, his mother couldn't see him either. Some of God's children are almost as naive when it comes to their personal behavior. They think that they can keep their secrets from him as they do others. But the Bible tells us God is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. That is wonderfully reassuring when we are in trouble, but troublesome when we'd prefer anonymity. The analogy between God and a policeman comes to mind. When one is stopped for a traffic violation, he is likely to complain of the official's presence. But when one runs out of gas on a lonely road in the middle of the night, a patrolman is a welcome sight. The solution to this dilemma is to speak and act in such a way that you have nothing to hide. Because it is, as the psalmist said, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." Lord, keep us from trying to deceive you and others.